Portillo's has opened. There was a lot of buzz about that around town. The hot dog place is still in the first flush of interest in this restaurant-intense area. But there are indicators the impact is not exactly what some might have expected. Larry Carius writes about the Bloomington Normal restaurant scene on Facebook. You might expect a new hot dog place to erode sales at existing establishments with similar fare. But Carius says that doesn't appear to be what's happening.
There's one I can talk about for sure, Charlie, and that's Windy City Wieners in Uptown Normal and downtown Bloomington. I've known the owners, Adam and Steve, since they opened, I think, maybe 8 years ago. So I gave Adam a text. I said, what kind of effect is Portillo's having on you? After Portillo's opened, their business has increased. They had the largest August that they've had since they've been open. They think September is going to be the largest September that they've had since they've opened.
Why?
The real answer is they don't know. I think maybe my son may have had the best idea that with all the PR Portillo's has gotten, people are thinking about hot dogs or thinking about Italian beefs. They don't want to go out there and stand in line for an hour, and Windy City Wieners really sounds good. Adam told me they were genuinely concerned when Portillo's were coming in because they were thinking about what happens to mama's pop stores when a Walmart comes in. So they went from being concerned to where their business so far, I think Portillo's been open for 6 weeks, that their business is up 10% over last year, and not only are they surprised, they are very, very pleased.
What's happening with Hardee's?
The Hardee's on East Oakland Avenue recently closed, and that leaves one in Bloomington Normal. Do you know where that's located, Charlie, the one we have left?
Is it on College Avenue?
It is on College Avenue. When I was doing my research on the story, and then I came up that we had six Hardee's at one time, but after I put it on the blog, we came up with a seventh one. And now I'm not sure that all seven were open at the same time. We have an example of a chain restaurant here that at one time they had seven locations in Bloomington Normal, and they're down to one.
That's a big shift, but not unlike the national shift regarding Hardee's. It's a chain that's not on the rise anymore.
No, you're right, and we've had other chains that have done the similar thing. Burger Chef, if you recall, they're no longer around. Big Boy's no longer around Bloomington Normal. So there have been other chains that this has happened to.
There is a chain that's moving in, Giordano's. Are they close to opening doors?
As we are talking right now, the corporate trainers are on site. They will be having their families and friends realistic training. The franchisee would not give me the exact date, but I think it would be a pretty good guess that it would be the week of October 8th.
Core Life Eatery will be in half of the former Wildberries location in the shops at College Hills. Larry Carius also says a number of downtown Bloomington establishments are celebrating longevity with significant anniversaries. The Bistro, 24 years, Fat Jack's, 20 years, and McGuire's, 20 years. He also says the old Ming's Buffet restaurant on Hershey has been Chinese, then Indian, now it will be Mexican. The name is Hacienda León. Larry Carius writes about the Bloomington Normal restaurant scene on Facebook. He has more than 17,500 followers.